Hello, I'm Rachel. I'm at Milton Keynes Station and we're going to take the train to Bletchley. Tickets to Bletchley. Where do I have to speak then?
I can speak, I'm not, my microphone's not working, so I can't hear you.
You want to speak louder? Three single tickets to Bletchley, please.
Thank you.
That was a little bit like she's got a cane, she can't speak.
Interestingly, where I live, there are no bus stops. In theory, when you see the bus coming, you stick out your hand and it will stop. Now, for somebody visually impaired, when you can't see that a bus is coming, you have to trust that the driver will know that you need to get the bus. Here I am waiting in the sun for a bus that I won't know whether it's a bus coming, whether in fact anything's coming. But I usually can hear it coming, but I can't always tell if it's a bus or a lorry or a fire engine.
The B3 bus stop, is this the one we want? I can't see the numbers very well.
We've got no big number on the back of the bus. People see, not that they forget to turn the destination round. If you want a large print timetable, you've got to phone up the council offices to get one, which will be about several days later. They don't put them out anywhere.
So we're at the bus stop now, and we're waiting for the bus. There's nobody here except us chickens. So we're standing in the sun, hopefully get a suntan while we're waiting.
It's now raining. There's no bus shelter here, there's not even a bus stop, so I can't shelter from any inclement weather. Even places where there is a bus stop, I still can't stand in the shelter to protect myself from the elements, because I still have to stand right outside on the pavement so that the drivers can identify that I want a bus by hopefully spotting me with my cane and bus pass. So frustrating, just standing waiting. The trouble is that I can't get any information where the bus is or if it's even coming, if it's been cancelled, how close it is.
I'm scared stiff because I don't know where I am.
When you can't see the board and all the rest of it, you know, and I get panicked.
When I was a child, they took all the direction signs down so that presumably if the Germans had landed, they wouldn't know where they were going. But then the local people didn't know where they were going either.
I'm not sure which way we have to go. I mean, it's a bit of a story because there are no signs to say which way the buses go or which side you would get to go to Bletchley. No, nothing at all.
Hello?
Are you on the bus?
No, not yet. It hasn't come.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'll see you on it.
Okay. All right.
So I'll see you on it.
It's coming now.
Right, bye.
Here's the bus. Hiya, number 20.
Yeah.
Hospital, please. Thanks a lot. Cheers.